at Orion Bay, where all the adventures of my life began. And I want a headstone left there, carved with three words. No names, no dates, just the inscription. The adventure continues. Thank you.
Wow, the adventure continues.
Hey, I was up at the park, which is two blocks from my house. There's a lake. There's two lakes, as a matter of fact. And I was standing at the entrance to the park, because that's where I do my SFU walk, because it's exactly 1.8 kilometers from my home and back to my home. So that's my walk for my SFU, my UBC exercise. And I'm standing at the entranceway, and it's raining softly. And I'm thinking, as I go to walk into the park, I'm thinking, what a gift this is. It's two blocks from my house. It used to be a coal mine 100 years ago, and the forest that's around the two lakes were left alone. They weren't cut. And I have this gift in front of me, and I'm saying thank you. And then the words came to me: on the day that I die, I want it to be raining. So when I got home later that afternoon or evening, I sat down and wrote the poem. And then what I read to you came almost perfectly the words that I shared. I think I made two small edits. And that's how my poetry comes to me. The poem, Sid Arthur by the River, I wrote that poem. I was invited to do a talk on Hermann Hesse, who was a Nobel Prize winner for literature, but he wrote another book, which is one of my favorites, called Siddhartha. And I prepared the lecture, and I sat down and wrote almost two pages of the poem Siddhartha, because I had just finished writing about Hermann Hesse, and this poem came to me. Now, where did that come from? It came from the other side. It must have, because I didn't start out the day by saying, oh, I'm going to write a beautiful poem today. It came to me. And so I don't know who my muse, I think she's called my muse. I don't know where she's from, but that's the gift that is given to me, is that I get to write poetry, and my intention is, yeah, I'd love to have a bestseller and lots of money from it, but my intention really, at the bottom line, is to have people realize what a gift this life is, and it really is all about learning to love, because the more that we give out love, the more that love comes back to us. And I'm greedy. I'm honestly greedy. I love sharing my words. And especially when I finish a poem and the recipient says, "Wow, that delights me."
I can imagine. I mean, different times that we've had pop-up poetry, different times that we've had people write a poem for a special event, you've always contributed. I was asking Jesse, has he ever been motivated to write a poem like that? And he was saying,
"No, not an interesting response." No, I don't know that I ever have. But it's you know, as you said, it can be a scary topic, but it also, you know, you don't learn anything by staying in your shell and being afraid of what you might find out. It's a good thing to mull over and maybe a good prompt for myself.
Jesse, I have words of love for you. You're really, really wonderful to work with. You're so open-hearted and so open-minded that you're a gift to me. When I go up to this on the hill and go to the studio with you, it's a thrill for me. It really, I come away smiling every time.
Well, thank you, Neil. It's lovely to be with you every chance I get, for sure.
That gives an opportunity for us to mention one of the things that is a true benefit of being a member of our station, a listener of our station, because there are notes around saying we welcome volunteers. I came to be a part of this station because I had been at an event, a cultural event, and there were these flyers talking about dancing on Saturday afternoon, and I thought, wow, it would be great to have some place you could go and dance in the afternoon. It would be safe and so forth. So I followed the directions on the flyer, and it brought me on to Simon Fraser's campus, and to my surprise, I didn't see a nightclub. There was this glass wall, a window, and on it there were signs saying we are welcoming volunteers, and anyone who volunteers and completes the volunteer program would be eligible to have a show. So I, 7 years ago, picked up that that word, one of the things that I was doing in the community was doing a podcast, hosting a podcast for the 411 Senior Center. And we had to teach and recruit people over 55 to take part in podcasts about topical issues. Well, Neil joined that. But after a while, he said, I'd like to do that. I'd like to have a show. I'd like to have those skills. And then Jesse, being one of the trainers, said, we can make that happen. So he has been a guest. He has helped create, Neil has created some segments, and he's also recruited people. So many people, when they get an opportunity to do something with media, they keep it to himself. But if you want somebody to tell the world, tell Neil, and he'll tell everybody through each channel, everywhere he has an opportunity, he comes over from Nanaimo to, where are we? Vancouver, for a weekly or biweekly meeting. He is president supporting of the many other people's programs. So I'm going to ask him about one of the other things that you are passionate about and exhibit, and that is persistence. A lot of people send out their material for whether it's for a contest or send out their material hoping that an editor or publishing company will pick it up. Some people send out proposals that people spend money on. But Neil has experienced those but has gone through to not only getting his first book published but this new book. But can you tell us, we kind of followed you for a few months as you were traveling across the United States with a case of books, selling them at the Seawall and other places. Could you share a bit of that adventure? The persistence.
Yeah, that was an adventure, I tell you. From parking on the dock in San Francisco and going for a walk and saying to the people sitting on the bench, I say, "Do you like poetry?" And he says, "No, I don't think so." I said, "Hey, I've written a book, and I'd like to share some of the poetry with you." And then before I left, he bought it for X amount of dollars. He gave me $20. I gave him a signed copy of my book, and went on to the next. And I sold 50 books, one at a time. And the most exciting for all of them was I was parked beside the Colorado River in Page, Arizona. And a woman walking her dog went by, and I got out of the motorhome and said, "Excuse me, would you do me a favor and take a picture?" And we started a conversation. She said, "What are you doing traveling all by yourself?" I said, "I'm promoting my book." And she said, "You have copies of your book?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "Tell me about them." So by the time I explained the book and what it was about, and the fact that it had three short stories about soul, and as she said, "I'll buy the book." And she went to get $20 out of her car. And I got the book and signed her name to it. But I didn't give it to her. When she came back, I opened the book to the poem called Siddhartha by the River. And here I am selling my book to a client, a customer, parked beside the Colorado River, reading to her, and I read her the poem Siddhartha by the River, and then I gave her the book. And what a thrill that was to read one of my favorite poems to a person who's buying my book as we stand beside the Colorado River in Page, Arizona. I mean, that was, and that happened so many times that I started now, whenever I sell a book to anybody, I ask them if I can share a poem with them before I give them the book. And I just opened the book anywhere, and the poem is always appropriate to the situation. You know, that's why I've come to learn that my job is to get my poetry out in the world. That's my job, and that's my purpose. And I don't need any more information. I have a small business card that has a picture of has the title of the book on one side and has a description of the book on the other side. And I give it to people. I take the ferry boat over to Vancouver, which is an hour and a half, an hour and 40 minutes that I'm on my way, and I will give out my card, maybe 5-10 cards I will give out on the ferry boat ride. My job is to get the words of my book out into the world. And one side of my card offers half a dozen free poems about one of them is called "It's All Music," and that's a description that says everything's a vibration and it's all music being sung to us by the universe. And I share that book. And Jesse and I did an interview as I went south. And a short description when I came back, and I did a radio interview in California at Aurora Grande in California. I did it both on the way down and on the way back. Hey, life's an adventure. You open the door to adventure, and life will bring you the adventure that you're looking for. I'm nobody special. I really am just a plain, small town boy from Northern Ontario. And after the war, I spent 5 years in a lumber camp when I was 5 years old till I was 10 years old. So I learned how to learn all on my own, with the help of my mother, who had a grade 3 education, and learned to read and write. And my father was good with words, so I learned from him about words. And that's been my life. is sharing ideas, and I continue. Do we have enough time? I'd like to share Siddhartha by the River.
Oh, of course. But I want to make a comment just around what, for listeners to really put this picture in their head, because so many people tell you why you can't get published, or if you haven't made it by a certain age, that's it. The persistence that I've observed with Neil when he was at events within Vancouver, but then this vehicle that he was talking about was a, what, 20 foot?
Yeah, 22 foot.
22 foot vehicle. I was in Los Angeles at the time. He passed through California, and he was on one of the most dangerous, crazy highways in the world, going 65 miles an hour. And I thought, oh my God, he's going to get crashed. But he didn't. The persistence. There were snowstorms. There was problems. He had to drive through the mountains in Sedona. Just driving a regular car through Sedona gives me a chill. So I want you to really be encouraged and envision someone who at the time were 82? Was that when
you... Well, it was 2022, and yeah, what was last year, I was actually 23 before I got back home again. I was 22 when I left, but I was 23. I spent 6 months traveling in the U.S. And there's a little vignette I have many of these little short four lines, three lines, and one of the ones that's basically says that when you have a thought and your cheerleader says, you can't do that, you're too old, then fire that cheerleader and get one that encourages you and go for it.
I like that. Because there are some people that just seem like it makes their day to discourage you or to tell you why it's too long or you waited too long, but you are a consistent advocate and cheerleader to go ahead, take your words, take your songs, get out there and do it. Sing your song, do your dance, and read your poem. So we are going to hear Siddhartha.
Okay. Siddhartha by the River. I am Siddhartha by the river, surrounded by beauty, living quiet in peace, contemplating the many gifts of the universe. I am Siddhartha by the river, meditating on the delicate essence of internal peace that arrive only in small moments amid the fury and the frenzy of the day. I am Siddhartha by the river, cautious about which thought is a teaching, and even more cautious about which thought is a seduction. I am Siddhartha by the river, noting that all dogma with their vested myths and vested interests have inaccurately guessed at the truth. So there is no teacher who can show me the way. I am Siddhartha by the river, seeking to follow the path where there is no path, concluding that there is no route to enlightenment save my own. I am Siddhartha by the river, amazed at the story people create out of their myths, beliefs, and experiences, then blame the other, unable to see themselves as both cause and effect. I am Siddhartha by the river, wanting to be humble and knowing that wanting is always a distraction from the now, wanting to be wise and knowing that too is a deviation from the now. I am Siddhartha by the river, believing life is a river, ever emerging, ever changing, ever becoming new, flowing from experience to experience to experience. I am Siddhartha by the river, watching all things attempt to seduce my ego by telling me I am apart and separate from the other, watching the connectedness of all things and observing that the river and the forest come together through me. I am Siddhartha by the river, watching the creation and then the passing of all things, seeing that without the light and the dark, life is without purpose. I am Siddhartha by the river, grateful that within this universe there is the presence of love, while waiting to die and do it all over again. I am Siddhartha by the river. Thank you.
What a beautiful set of thoughts. Things, good food to digest, good food to, well, that's a good material for dreams at night. So much people are taught to be afraid of death in the night, but this is just so elevating. Thank you. Now, we said that we have an announcement to make. There's something special happening with your book. Would you tell us the name of the book, where people can, the website, or where they can obtain the book, but just that it's being published. There's an actual new publication of the book, which means that there's a publisher who is very confident in it. But I won't tell the story. Neil, tell us about the book and the big thing that's happening.
Well, first off, From the Other Side, that's available on Amazon. There's a couple books on Amazon called From the Other Side or a variation thereof, and so you have to ask for From the Other Side, and my name is Neil, N-E-A-L-L. My mother couldn't spell, and my last name is Ryan, Rion. It's R-Y-O-N, and it's available on Amazon right now. It has been for since I did my trip. But the other book, The Brighton Tarot Card Mystery, there's a book release happening. It was originally the 28th of November, which was Thanksgiving, U.S. Thanksgiving. But I insisted that they make some changes, so they need another book. So it'll be the 5th of December. My book will be available on Amazon, and it'll be available through Primix, and that's spelled P-R-I-M-I-X, Primix Publishing, and they're out of Baltimore, and they took my book to the book festival in Frankfurt, Germany, which is the largest book festival in the world. And I'm hoping we have a major distributor throughout Europe to take my Brighton Tarot Card Mystery book into the other half of the world. So I don't know what to say. I will be issuing on my web, on my face page, when exactly and what exactly. But there will be a new edition come at the beginning of the year. It will be available on ebook. I've got a deep desire to do it, in audiobooks as well. So I have allowed the book to have its own way, its own path. I've just wanted to keep putting it out in front of people, is to keep reminding people that this experience called humanity is about learning to love. That's what my books, both of them, are saying. It's about learning to love. And that's not the easiest thing, because we've had very few teachers in our lifetime that knew how to love themselves. Okay. And as one of my poems says, the beginning is when you learn to love yourself, and then you can love the world.
Well, I want to thank you for loving us enough to spend time sharing your work, sharing examples, and just sharing that we all have the opportunity to contribute to a healthier, happier, more loving world. Thank you, Neil Ryan. We will be hearing later more about this adventure of your new book, Brighton Tarot Cards. And I just thank you for letting our station be a vehicle for sharing that notion of we are all able to share more love in the world. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful book launch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love
Thank
you. Time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love. Wash the wounds, bind the lashes, and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets, and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time. Love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love.
Are you passionate about skiing and looking for a way to give back this season? Join Canadian Adaptive Snow Sports and help us make a real impact by volunteering your time. From teaching adaptive skiing or snowboarding techniques to supporting our events, there's a role for everyone. Visit our website at www.cads.ski to learn more, volunteer, or make a donation.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.